Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The approaching holidays are times when many people like to get together with a family and share a meal, but many may not have reliable access to food and are at risk of going hungry. The USDA says back in 2022, the number of households in the country that are food insecure is significantly higher than the year prior, an increase of more than 3 million households facing hunger. And that spike in food insecurity includes households in Sacramento County. The city of Elk Grove is one organization that is working to reduce that total and ensure that vulnerable populations, especially its older members, have stable access to food for the holidays and beyond. Dr. Suman Singha is the board chair for the Elk Grove Food Bank Services and joins us now with more. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking the time. I imagine it's a very busy time for you as we're in the holidays. Can you tell us a little bit about the Elk Grove Food Bank, who you serve, and also how you got involved?
Well, let me start with how I got involved. When I retired, given my background in food and agriculture, this was a logical place. Nobody in the United States should go hungry, so it was a very logical place to volunteer. So I started in the warehouse and I'm now the board chair. In terms of food insecurity in Elk Grove, I mean, it is not just an Elk Grove issue. It is really a national issue when you think about it. And the fact that data supports that really one in eight Americans is food insecure, which is a startling number when you think about it. In Elk Grove, the food bank currently serves 14,000 people. So when you think about the population of 182,000, that's almost what? It's over 7% of our population tends to be food insecure. So but amongst this group of 14,000 clients that we have, about a quarter of them are senior citizens and another quarter are children.
You mentioned that, you know, 14,000 residents in need in your city is roughly 7% of food insecurity. How has that number changed or even grown in recent years? When I've talked to the Sacramento Food Bank, which serves over 100 food pantries and other food banks across the county, I mean, at one point, those in need had almost doubled, you know, during the pandemic. Did you experience that as well in Elk Grove?
Yes, we did. In the pre-pandemic period, we were serving about 6,000 clients. During the pandemic, we actually went into, we had about 22,000 clients. The number dropped down after the pandemic, but has again increased now to 14,000. One of the reasons for which, of course, is, I think, given the current inflation rate, a lot of people are having a hard time making ends meet. So, yes, our numbers compared to the pre-pandemic period are more than double what they used to be.
Yeah, and at one point over triple than what it used to be. And it's good to see that number go in the right direction and that number decrease. I mean, you mentioned that you are also very focused on older members in your community. Oftentimes, food insecurity is something that we don't really think about. It's not seen in public, and it could actually impact households that are on our very block. What do you want people to know about the older population in Elk Grove and the increasing need of food assistance and food insecurity?
Well, thank you for that question, because I think for the older population, it is really a major challenge, the issue of food insecurity. In fact, of our clients, one in five seniors has at times got to choose between food and medicine or food and shelter. And to think this is in the richest country in the world. So that is always a challenge. And we are serving, when I look at a population, about 2,000 of our lower income seniors live on less than $1,200 a month. I mean, they're relying on Social Security and supplemental security income, which amounts to about $1,200 a month in many cases. So you can imagine trying to pay rent, utilities for medicine, food, etc., for your necessities out of that sort of money. I mean, you cannot make ends meet. So one of the questions I know people have asked me in the past is, why didn't these individuals plan better? The answer, I think, what I suggest everybody read a book called Nickel and Dimed by Barbara Ehrenreich, which came out in 2001. It is as relevant today as it was in 2001. And what she points out is that at low-wage jobs, you cannot make it to the end of the month on those wages. And God forbid that you have any unexpected expenditure, like your car breaks down or you have a medical bill that you did not expect. So when you can barely make it the end of the end of the month, it is very difficult to plan long term when you have no retirement income, no retirement plan. So these are folks who worked very, very hard all their lives. These are the people who we were dependent on during their working life. And now they're at a point in the quote-unquote golden years with having a hard time making ends meet.
Yeah, and making very difficult choices that someone should not have to make. I know that the holidays, you know, we do talk about food insecurity and that can be tied to the holidays, but food insecurity is 365 days a year. You know, how are the holidays, I guess, a snapshot of what food insecurity is in Elk Grove? I mean, do you see the need in people who need food assistance higher during the later months of the year, during the holidays?
What's a different sort of approach during the holidays? I mean, as you just said, food insecurity occurs 365 days of the year. But during the holidays, I mean, these are times like Thanksgiving, when you're giving thanks, it's very difficult on people who are less fortunate. I mean, how do you celebrate Thanksgiving and see your kids do without because you cannot afford a turkey and the fixings? So it becomes a very difficult time for people. I mean, when the world is celebrating and you have little or nothing. So I think this becomes a critical period. And for Thanksgiving this year, we had 1,500 families sign up for turkeys, which was three times as many as what we had last year. So it was a bit of a challenge. And this is when our executive director and Marie Giacchino and the vice mayor, Kevin Spies, went on television. And the result of that was we've got an outpouring of support and donations from our community. And I would really like to thank a few people. I mean, Kevin and Angela Spies, Assemblyman Stephanie Wynn, Gil and Kay Albiani, Jeffrey Atkins, and Republic Services. These folks came together to make sure that everybody got a turkey, and we have enough turkeys to meet our distribution on Saturday.
That is great. I mean, you went from several hundred last year to around 1,500 turkey requests. As you mentioned, that's over twofold. That's nearly threefold. With your experience working, you know, with food insecurity, with food assistance, I mean, it clearly exceeded your expectations. But even as you know the nuances and the challenges of food insecurity and how it's grown, was it surprising for you that number hit 1,500 families?
Well, in one way, it's surprising. And in another way, it's not, because one of the challenges I see for the country as a whole and Elk Grove as a part of it is the fact that we are getting more people in the high-paying manufacturing jobs moved away a long time ago. Now we are running into automation. We're also seeing a lot of baby boomers retiring. So I don't see food insecurity lessening in the immediate future. If anything, I see things getting worse.
And what other ways does the food bank help? It's not just food, right? You assist in other ways for essentials.
Right, we do. I mean, what we do besides having people come to the food bank at the food bank building, we do have 6 mobile distribution sites where we go and meet our senior citizens at affordable senior apartments where we distribute food there. And then we have a number of medically fragile seniors who we actually deliver, for homebound, we deliver food directly to them. But besides food, we also have a clothes closet. So if you're in need of clothing, you can come to us. We will provide clothing to you. So those are sort of, and then we have other support services, which again, for people like CalFresh, et cetera, which we provide to our clients. So between food and clothing and sort of general assistance, we do work with veterans organizations to make sure our veterans' needs, not just for food, which we meet, are met. So for instance, Larry Sahota, who's the commander of American Legion Post 55, is a member of the board of directors of the Elk Grove Food Bank. And he's always there to support and work for the needs of veterans who need assistance. Mm.
If someone's listening to this and they want to help you out, what kind of donations do you need right now? Where can people kind of make the biggest dent for that would help the Elk Grove Food Bank?
Well, we're always, I mean, we've met our need for turkeys for Thanksgiving, but we're always looking for non-perishable foods, canned goods, and or money, which you can donate directly. You can go on our website at elkgrovefoodbank.org. And you can donate there, because whether it is money or which we then can use to purchase food, or if you provide donations of food at our warehouse on Kent Street. And if you live in the Elk Grove area, I mean, one of the reasons we do as good a job as we do, and we are very efficient with the money we get. In fact, 94 cents of every dollar we get goes directly to services, to food and services, is the fact that we have a large number of volunteers. So if you would like to volunteer, please go to our website of the Elk Grove Food Bank, and we would love to have you come and support us.
That's wonderful. I was going to talk about volunteers, but it's also great to hear that 94 cents of every dollar goes directly to services that you provide.
Right. We run the reason we run such a efficient organization is our overhead is very low. We focus primarily on food and the catches. The reason we can do it is because we've got hundreds of volunteers who work at the warehouse, work in the during the distribution at the affordable senior apartments. And if it wasn't, I mean, volunteering is what really makes so much of America work, especially where the needs are great.
Suman, thank you so much for the time.
Well, thank you ever so much for having us, and I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving.
You as well. Suman Singha is the board chair for the Elk Grove Food Bank Services, which is working to feed those in need and letting us know what donations are still needed and how they are helping members in their community, a need that is growing. Up next, a Stockton organization is raising awareness about youth experiencing homelessness, and they're stepping in to help. The nonprofit joins us ahead of their Light Up the Night mixer. It's happening this evening at Weberstown Mall. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.